All right. I'm glad there is power.
Yes.
Amen.
In the blood of the Lamb. Mm-hmm. And it's a precious blood that Jesus spoke about. We're not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
God, without spot, without blemish. The Bible said the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I, the Lord, have given upon the altar for an atonement for the soul. The Bible said the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Right. Yes.
That means every kind. I know sometimes men get to talking, you know, like there's certain things the Lord won't forgive, but he said all. And so you come humbly broken, sorry for it, the Lord will forgive it. Amen. Amen. Well, we prayed last night. We know the weather was going to be bad, and we gathered for prayer last night. We prayed that the Lord fill his house up to the glory of God. And so we are just about full from front to back, just a few seats around. And so we appreciate that. And this morning, let's open our Bibles, if you would, to Mark, the 7th chapter this morning, of Mark chapter 7. And please pray one for another, pray for the lost. We have several lost people that have been coming to church. We've been praying to see their salvation. And we was able to see people saved every month last year, some months two or three. And we had somebody saved in January. Pray the Lord give us souls in February.
Yes, amen.
And for the glory of God, there's plenty of them out there.
Yes,
amen.
And most of the time, even in the church services where we are, there's people that are lost. And how important that is to be saved. Because I got three calls yesterday morning of people that had passed away just within a matter of hours. And so we know it's coming to all of us.
Right.
The Lord doesn't come, and the main thing is we need to be ready.
Amen.
When the call comes,
yes.
We can say, "Here I am, Lord," and be ready to go meet the Lord.
Amen.
We're going to read one verse today, and we'll read it together. And it'll be verse 24 of the 7th chapter. Verse 24 of the 7th chapter, we'll read it together, and then I'll read the few other verses following that. All right, let's read this verse together, verse 24 of chapter 7. And from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into a house, and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. And be seated. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, Let the child first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. And she answered and said unto him, Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, For this saying, Go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. I wonder how she knew the devil had gone out.
Amen.
I guess she looked different, didn't she?
Yeah.
Probably acted different.
Yeah.
Got that devil out. I'm glad the Lord's able to get the devils out.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you this morning. And we come today and we need something from the Lord.
Yes, we do.
And Father, we pray you manifest, Lord, your truth this morning. Pray you'd manifest, Lord, the Son of God today, and pray that you'd manifest the Holy Spirit of God. And Lord, we do pray today for those that are lost, and Lord, they don't realize, Lord, how dangerous that is, Lord, and how that's going to affect them for all eternity, and how that there's a place that's prepared for the devil and his angels, and if they die lost, they'll go there to spend eternity with him, the angels, and all of those that reject Christ. Father, we pray this morning. We ask you, Lord, to give us liberty this morning to preach. I pray you take the few thoughts I have, and Lord, that you would anoint them. I pray you give us unction today that we might be able to preach the Word of God, and ask you to touch our hearts today. We pray for a fruitful altar call,
yes,
because the Lord has touched hearts, and
yes,
people are moved by the Word of God. And Father, I ask you to forgive me of my sins, my failures, shortcomings, Lord, and I come today and confess my sins in the name of Jesus, and ask you, Lord, to cleanse us afresh today that we might have fellowship with you.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, there'd be nothing between us today as we try to minister the word of God. We ask that, Lord, that every person today would be spoken to some word somehow in this service by the Spirit of God and the Word of God. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
At this point in the ministry of Jesus, he really doesn't need to be bothered. And I say that in the sense that he has a lot of work to do.
Yes,
doesn't have long to do it.
Yes, right.
He only lived 33 years here upon earth. He ministered about the last three and a half years he had to minister. And he had a lot of things to do and a short time to do it. Now, it's odd, you know, it's not like the Lord to say what he did there in verse 24. We're told that he went into a house. We don't know whose house it was. We're not told that. But he went into a house there. And the Bible said he told them, over whose house it was, don't let anybody know I'm here. Now, the reason he said that, I know that seems odd. And I know now the Lord wants everybody to know about him and all like that. But the thing about it was that this is at the height of his popularity. And people are pressing upon him. They want his healing. They want his miracles. They want all the good things that he's offering at this time. And he has certain places he has to go to fulfill Scripture. He has certain things he has to do to fulfill Scripture.
Yes, right.
And so the Lord said, if you don't care, don't let anybody know that I'm here.
Yep.
But the Bible tells us here that he couldn't be here.
Yeah.
That even though he requested, don't let anybody know I'm here, it was an impossible request because there was no way to not let people know that he was there. And I like that. Amen. You know, the world today, they're like that. The world today, they seek to hide the Lord.
Right.
They want him hid. They don't want him out where that he can be seen in the government place. They don't want him out down at the public school system. They don't want him out down there. And the world would seek to keep him out of view.
Yes.
But as hard as they try, as many laws as they legislate, he cannot be hid. The more they try to hide him, he always comes out.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. John, come here a minute. John, if you would, just for way of illustration, starting this service today.
Bless him, Lord.
Up here with me.
Bless him.
This is my buddy here.
Amen.
He's a good fella.
Yeah, amen.
All right. He's John, and I'm Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, as you can see, I'm quite a bit bigger than him.
Yep. Right.
There's no way to hide me.
Right. Right. Yep.
Lord.
Yep.
Can I tell you, when you get the Lord in your heart,
yep.
There's no way to hide him.
Yep.
I want you to understand he's going to stick out somewhere.
Yes. Right. Amen.
Because he is a lot bigger than you, and he is a lot bigger than I am.
Yes. Amen.
And so the Lord cannot be hid. You say, well, Brother Rick, if the Lord can't be hid, why is it so many people can't find him? Well, there's some reasons for that. One of them is they're not looking for him.
Amen.
Jeremiah 29:13 said, when you look for me, when you seek me with all of your heart, you'll find me.
Amen.
Amen. You get to looking for him with all your heart, you'll find him.
That's right.
They can't find him for the same reason that a thief can't find a policeman he's not looking for.
Amen.
I want you to know that if you're looking for the Lord, he can be found.
Amen.
You say, well, Brother Rick, if he can't be hid, why is it there's so many in the world that just can't find him? Well, they're not looking for him.
Yes, Lord.
But then they're not reading that Bible.
Amen.
Because he said over the book of Hebrews, he said, well, in the volume of the book, it is written to me. If you read that book, you're going to find him.
Amen. Amen.
I think as old Harold Sattler said, that he's in every chapter of the Bible.
Amen.
He may be in type, he may be plainly seen, but he's in every chapter of the Bible.
Right.
Old Dr. Sattler said, if you read a chapter and he's not in there, He said, just go to the next chapter and he'll be waving at you.
Yeah.
But all through the Bible, this Bible is written about Jesus.
Amen. That's right.
You say, I thought it's written about the Jews. It is, to tell us how they brought us Jesus.
Amen.
You say, I thought it was written about heaven to tell us how it is. It is, but it's written about Jesus to tell you how to get to heaven.
Amen.
You say, I thought it was about hell. It is, but it's written about Jesus to tell you how to keep from going there.
Amen.
People that would read their Bible faithfully, sooner or later you'd run into him. You say, why? He can't be here. You read the few first chapter of the Bible, and he's even there when he said, let us make man in our image. Who you think us is? I'll tell you who he is in John 17. He said, Father, glorify me with the glory that I had with you before the world was. So he's all through the Bible.
Amen.
And then there's another reason why people can't find him, because there's a real devil in the world.
That's right.
And the devil doesn't want people to find the Lord. All through the Bible, he's trying to keep people from getting to Jesus. We see that man that had that boy that was had a devil, had a demon. He's often thrown in the fire, often thrown down, and his disciples couldn't do nothing, and Jesus came. The man said, if you'll do something for my boy. He said, I brought him to the disciples. They couldn't do nothing for him. Jesus said, bring the boy to me. I tell you, your boy may have been to church, nothing done for him. You may have took him to some preacher, nothing done for him. But if you ever get him to Jesus, I tell you, he can do something for him. Amen. That boy's trying to get to the Lord, and he's falling. The devil's throwing him down. He's doing everything he can to keep that boy from getting to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And you watch this, the closer a person comes to get to Jesus, the harder the devil will fight them. I do everything to keep them getting to the house of God, to hear the word of God about Jesus. He'll do everything he can for the enemy to distract them. And in all like that. Amen. But the Bible said, I like that verse, the Bible said, he could not be hid. He could not be hid. He'll pop out over there in China. They're trying to not let him. Amen. He'll stick his head up down there in the Philippines, roaring in Russia. He cannot be hid. Amen. I'm glad for that. He's too big to be hid. Old Robert said one time that he saw a 7-foot Jesus. He's bigger than that. Amen. He's bigger than that. The Bible said the heavens and the earth cannot contain.
Amen.
That's how big that he is. Amen. And so the Bible said the God of this world has blinded their minds.
That's right.
Lest they hear the gospel. Lest they see him, Brother Eddie.
That's right.
The devil gets people to look the other way from seeing Jesus. The devil gets people to drop their head when they won't see Jesus. The devil gets people to blind them by other things so they won't see Jesus. I'm glad this morning he can't be hid.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Let me give you just three things this morning. And I want to preach about that they can't be hid this morning. I want to say, first of all, his love cannot be hid.
Amen, brother.
John 15:13 said, greater love hath no man than this. But a man would lay down his life for his friends. Boy, that's a great love. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hard to hide a love like that. John 3:16 said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have a life everlasting. Hard to hide a love like that. Amen. The Bible said in 1 John 4:10, herein is love. Not that we loved him, but that he loved us and gave his Son to be the propitiation, the payment for our sins. Hard to hide a love like that. I tell you, his love cannot be hid in a world of hate, in a world of strife, in a world of envy and strife and bitterness. Thank God, his love cannot be hid. And it stands out this morning in a world that tries to cover it up and pile things on top of it. But that love will break out, thank God. cannot be hid, praise God.
Amen, brother.
You know, real love's a powerful thing.
Yes, it is, real love.
Amen. Ask you something. Could you hide the love of a man for his wife? Real love, could you hide that?
Bless you, Lord.
Don't think so. The Bible tells us over in the book of Hosea, a great story there, about how that God told Hosea to go take him a woman of whoredoms. The Lord is going to use this to typify Israel and how that Israel had went whoring after other gods. And how that God in the last days will bring Israel back to God, who is the husband of Israel.
Amen.
And it's a great story in the Word of God. The Bible talks about Gomer, who was a harlot woman.
Right.
How that Hosea took her and brought her unto himself and made her a wife. And they had a few kids. And she went off and played the harlot again. She went off and living in adultery again with other men again. And then she come back and they had some more kids. And then she went off again and played the harlot again. I don't know how long she'd been gone. But the Bible said in Hosea 3, in verse 1, it said, "Then the Lord said unto me," that's the Lord saying to Hosea, "Go yet love a woman beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress according to the love of the Lord." See that? According to the love of the Lord. Toward the children of Israel who looked to other gods and loved flagons of wine. "So I brought her to me for 15 pieces of silver and for a homer of barley and a half homer of barley. And I said unto her, thou shalt abide for me many days. Thou shalt not play the harlot. Thou shalt not be as another man, so will I also be with thee. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king, without a prince, without a sacrifice, without an image, without an ephod, without a terium. Afterward shall the children of Israel return and seek the Lord their God and David their king, and shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days." Now, there's a story about a man that loved a woman and she wasn't worthy of his love. Israel wasn't worthy of the love of God. The church is not worthy of the love of Jesus Christ. But he loves us anyway. In our adulteress, living in the world, he loves us, thank God. The Bible said that, one come a day when Hosea went down there to the auction block and they're selling off all these old slaves. They're selling off all these that have been taken. And to his surprise, there Gomer is. He sees Gomer standing there on the auction block. I really sure to be dead. She's an adulteress, and the Bible said her and her who she been committing adultery with ought to be stoned. They ought to be dead. But old Hosea goes down there. He sees her. She's lost her beauty. She's lost her look. She's lost all the things she once had. Living in the world, playing a harlot has took its toll upon her. But love is deeper than the skin. And he saw her up there. And he placed his bid for her. And then he gave all for her. He promised some things he didn't have, which is indication that he was going to give all for her. I tell you, his love could not be hid. I tell you, a man that loves his wife, a woman that loves her husband, they cannot be hid. That love. Nobody ever loved any greater than Christ loves.
That's right.
Right. Yes. That's right. Real love.
It shows you deep out there, folks. We better call out for pizza.
Amen. Go
order chicken. Just have church all day. Praise God. You know, if I ever know the man loved his wife, his old Tom Tuggle.
Yes, amen.
Amen, brother.
He had a big sticker on the back of his car that said, "I love my wife." She was in the nursing home. He went to see her at least twice a day. He'd go see her, and when I'd go there to preach, he'd want me and my wife to go see her. And I mean, this man had a great love for his wife, like all men ought to have for their wives. But I'll tell you, old brother Tom died on a Sunday morning. He died of preaching. Died there in the pulpit, getting ready to preach, just fell dead, sitting in a chair waiting to preach, and died. They had his funeral. And the only thing that I helped in the funeral, and it was a great funeral, one of the greatest I think I was ever in, honoring God and honoring this old man of God. Yeah. But the only thing I wish they'd done, I wish they'd brought Sister Ruby down there.
Yeah.
But Sister Ruby had somewhat of Alzheimer's. And they was afraid if they brought her down there, it might confuse her even more. But on the day he died in the pulpit, they went out there to the nursing home. The grandkids did. And they said, "Ma," they said, "how you feeling today?" She said, "Well, I don't feel too good." They said, "What's wrong, Ma? Is something hurting?" "No, no, ain't nothing hurting me." "Well, what's wrong, Ma?" "I just feel like part of me died today."
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah, right. Yep. Yeah, it'll be one. Yeah.
You know, real love has a connection.
Yes,
yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. You know, I feel a connection this morning.
Yeah.
I have real love for my Savior. I have loved the church. Thank God and gave His life for it. I have a brother Eddie. You couldn't hide.
Amen.
You couldn't hide the love of a man for
Amen.
His husband. I tell you, you can't hide the love of Christ for His bride. You can't hide it today. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord, for loving us.
Yes.
And said, "I love the church, gave myself for it."
Sure did.
Amen.
You think you could hide the love of a father for his son?
That's good, brother.
Right.
That's good.
You think you could? Many in here, you love your wife. Many of you got children. You love your children.
Yeah.
Right.
The Bible says if any man love God, the same is known of him.
That's right.
Amen.
You say, what's that mean? Well, you think Eddie loves God?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Amen. You think Nathan loves God?
Amen.
You see, if you love God, you won't have to put a big sticker on your car and tell everybody you love Him.
Amen.
They know you love Him.
Amen. Amen. That's right, brother.
What you like, what you do.
That's right.
And I tell you, the father couldn't hide his love for a son.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 I mean, you think when that prodigal son came to himself, he said, "In my father's house is bread to spare.
Yeah.
I perish with hunger.
Yeah.
I know what I do.
Yeah.
I will arise, go to my father.
Yeah.
I say, Father, I've sinned against heaven in thy sight.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to be made call his son, make his heart shut."
Yeah.
The Bible said that father saw him. He ran on him. He fell.
Yeah.
He had compassion on him. He kissed him on the neck.
Yeah.
And you think he loved him?
Amen.
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 Yep.
Amen.
I tell you, his love can't be hidden.
Yes.
Right.
You see, if you're saved today, you're one of his sons.
That's right.
Amen.
What manner of love the Father bestowed.
Right.
Ask the question. You think a shepherd could hide the love for his sheep?
No.
Bless him, Lord.
You think David loved them sheep?
Yes. Amen.
He saw that bear coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
He saw that lion come.
Yeah.
Amen.
And David said, "I might get killed. The bear may kill me, the lion may devour me, but his love for that sheep caused him to go and to kill the bear and to kill the lion because he loved his sheep."
Amen.
Can I tell you, Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd,"
right.
And the good shepherd lays his life down for the sheep.
Amen.
I tell you, his love cannot be hid today.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
You think you could hide a mother's love?
No way.
Nope.
No way.
No way.
Right.
Burning house.
Probably heard about the little boy. His mother asked him to do some chores. He done some chores, but at the end of the day, he had a bill laying there. He said, "Picking up my room, 5 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, "Get my shoes, put them in a closet, a quarter." He said, "Straighten up the table, 75 cents. Had it all totaled at the bottom. And he said, "This is what you owe." He got up the next morning, went to the breakfast table, and there's a big long paper laying there. It said, "For washing your clothes, for cooking your meals, for bathing your body, for combing your hair, for getting you ready for school, for working and giving you lunch money, for cleaning a house and making you a home and making your bed, washing your bed sheets, washing your windows, taking care of you." And at the bottom, she had it totaled up and said, "No charge paid with a mother's love." Thank God.
Amen.
Thank you, brother. He died on a cross and we don't owe him a thing.
Right.
He said, "Paid with the Savior's love."
Amen.
Lord, thank you, Lord.
His love could not be hid.
Right.
That's right, brother. That's right.
Amen.
Wasn't done in no court.
Couldn't do it. But I'll tell you this, John 21, 25. It said of all the things he did.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
We don't have all he did.
Yep. Right, right.
We have what God wants us to have.
That's
what
right. That's it. Amen.
But if we had all that he did, we wouldn't have a world in.
That's right.
Because the Bible said the world wouldn't contain all the things he did.
Yeah, that's right.
Praise his name.
Amen. You say, what are you saying? I'm saying that his life could not be here.
Amen.
His life could not be here.
That's right.
There's people that's lived great lives, done great, extraordinary things to help humanity. You take George Washington, father of our country. You take all the things about George Washington, what a great man he was. He can't be here. He lived a great life. He done a lot of things. He can't be here. There he is right there.
Yeah. All right.
Now don't ask me about Benjamin Franklin. I won't be able to help you this morning.
Amen, brother.
Amen. But he lived a great life.
Yeah.
Take Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Oh my, all the things that have told about him, and they still talk about him, still do plays about him. You say, why, he had a life that couldn't be his.
Amen.
Right.
But they were presidents.
Right.
Let me tell you about Jesus. He's a preacher, preached a great sermon. And in that sermon, he had this little thing wrote. You probably have received it on a card. But it first come out in a sermon.
Bless you, Lord.
Hear what it said. Here's a man who was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in another village. He worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. Then for 3 years he was an itinerant preacher. Never owned a home. He never wrote a book. He never held an office. He never had a family. He never went to college. He never put his foot inside a big city. He never traveled 200 miles from the place he was born. He never did one of the things that usually accompany greatness. He had no credentials of himself. When still a young man, the tide of popularity had turned against him. His friends ran away. One of them denied him. He was turned over to his enemies. He went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed upon a cross between two thieves. While he was dying, his executors gambled for the only property he owned on earth.
Right.
His coat, and then he was dead. He was laid in a barred grave, through pity of a friend. 19 long centuries have come and gone. And today he is the centerpiece of the human race and the leader of the column of progress. And I am far within the mark when I say that all the armies that ever marched, and all the navies that were ever built, all the parliaments that ever sat, all the kings that ever reigned put together, have not affected the life of man upon earth as powerful as this one solitary life. I tell you, brother, that ought to be enough to make a believer out of anybody this morning.
Amen.
That's right, brother.
Yes.
That's right.
It tells me he was God's son.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
His life couldn't be hid.
That's right.
No one was ever born like him.
Amen.
You say, what do you mean? Isaiah 1 and verse 7, 14 said the Lord himself will give a sign.
Yeah.
What's the sign going to be? The virgin shall conceive.
Amen.
Bring forth a son. His name will be called Emmanuel.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Did you know there's people born by test tubes or people born by all different means of birth, but never has anybody been born like he was born.
Amen.
His birth could not be his.
Amen.
Heaven declared that the angels came.
Woo.
We spoke of his birth.
Amen.
The Bible said wise men came from the east.
Amen.
Out looking for him that was born king of the Jews.
Amen.
He could not be his.
Woo.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Life can't be hid. No one ever lived like him. Acts 10:38 said Jesus was anointed of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And he went about doing good.
Amen.
And healing all that was oppressed of the devil.
That's right.
Man, there's no wasted days in the life of Jesus.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
And you have wasted days.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have days on a day like this. You may waste the whole day, do nothing.
Yeah.
Toward the cause of God.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But he had no wasted days.
Amen, brother.
Every day he was doing his Father's business.
Yeah.
Right.
At 12 years old, he's down at the temple. And his parents come looking for him. And he said, "Wist you not, I must be about my Father's business."
Amen.
Right.
He's busy.
That's right, brother.
Right.
His life. No one ever lived like him.
That's right.
He affected so many people.
Amen.
Amen. Right here in this room. We probably got 150-160 people here today.
Yeah.
There's probably 100 people here whose life has been altered, changed.
Amen. Oh, yeah.
By that man.
Amen.
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 Yes,
amen.
You say, "Well, hide him." Yeah, you hide him.
Yeah.
That's like telling that blind man.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Don't tell nobody what Jesus did.
Yeah. Right.
When you've been a blind man.
Yeah.
You've been feeling your way along. You've been having a cup to make your living out of.
Yeah.
And this man comes along, opens your mouth, and dies. You say, "Just don't tell nobody about it."
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's going to happen. First man he runs into and sees, he's going to say, "Let me tell you about this man, Jesus."
Amen.
It's like telling a man that lived on a stretcher and couldn't walk, couldn't work. His life was altered. But one day they took him, they let him down through the roof, and he met a man named Jesus. He went home, turned his bed.
Yeah. Amen.
That's like telling him, "Don't tell nobody what happened today."
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Amen.
Sometimes we tell converts, "Now you be sure and tell somebody you got saved today."
Right.
You got saved, you will tell somebody.
Oh, yes. Amen. Oh, yes.
It'll slip out somewhere.
Amen.
Amen. It'll come out somewhere. You say, "Why? He's too big to hide." You can't hide the life of Jesus and what he's done for people. You can't hide him.
Amen.
Right.
No one ever had a life end like his.
That's right.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
There's two other people died on that cross.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it. I don't know anybody either that when they died, it got dark.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know anybody when it died, the earth started quaking.
Amen.
I don't know anybody when it died, the veil down there in the temple, it was ripped from top to bottom.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that died. I know some folks when they died, they put them in the grave. But when they put him in the grave, other people got up out of the grave.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. That's right, brother.
Say, why is that? He's a resurrection.
That's
life.
Right. Sure is.
Amen.
His life cannot be hid.
Amen.
Right.
His love cannot be hid.
That's right, brother.
You say, "Well, Brother Rick, I'm not a believer.
Oh, me.
I have not experienced the love of God.
Mm.
And I don't know much about his life." Let me tell you something.
Tell you.
At the last, he can't be hid.
That's right.
Amen.
You say, "What do you mean?" Well, Revelations 1 and 8 said this of him.
Yeah.
He's the Alpha.
Yeah.
Amen.
And the Omega.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
You say, "What's that mean? He's the beginning."
Yeah.
And he's the end.
Amen.
He started this thing, he's going to end this thing.
Woo!
Yeah, you will.
God bless you, Brother Rick.
Now, let me tell you something today. You can live your life any way you want to live it.
Yep.
That's right.
You can spend your life living for the world.
Right.
You can live in one adulterous affair after another. You can live in fornication all the days of your life and never hold in your hand a marriage license. You can live with a man of the same sex. You can live with a woman of the same sex. And our government has helped you along. They call what's illegal, legal. You can spend your money on yourself and on the things of this world. I mean, as you walk through this world, you can pick up anything you want to pick up. But remember this. You've got to go out through the checkout line.
Yeah.
You've got to buy. He's the last person.
That's right.
That you're going to see.
That's right.
Give an account.
When
you leave this life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hebrews 9:27 said,
yeah.
It is upon.
Yes, yes, it is.
Right.
Somewhere on the calendar of God in heaven.
Yeah.
It says Ricky Prophet was born May 14th, 1954.
Amen, brother.
Somewhere down through there, if it don't say down through there, I'm going back to get my church and I'm going to get him in 2016. If it don't say that, it's going to say on a certain day how he's leaving this world. And I tell you this, I'm not ready to see him. I'm looking forward to seeing him. That died for me, gave his life
for
me. Amen.
See some things we'll be ashamed of. We're looking forward to seeing him.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Revelation 20:11.
Amen.
That verse has verse has inside it a lot of conviction power.
Right.
Amen, brother.
Right.
Said, what's it say, Brother Rick? It said, I saw a great white throne.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And him that sat upon it, the heavens and the earth fled away.
Yes.
Yeah.
They didn't want to see him.
Nope.
Use him, Lord.
Right.
The heaven and earth didn't want to see him.
That's right.
You get over in chapter 6 and the Bible said the moon become blood. The earth is quaking and the mountains are falling. And the Bible said they look up and they see him. And they run and they hide themselves in the dens of the rocks of the cave. And you say, wow, they don't want to see him.
Yeah, right.
Check out that.
You can in some degree get away from hearing about him.
Yeah.
You don't have to come to church. You don't have to listen to Christian radio. You don't have to open the door to Christian witnesses. You don't have to read gospel tracts.
Right.
But be sure of this, my friend. He cannot be hid.
Amen.
Amen.
At the last, you're going to see Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
You're going to see that one with the nail scars in his hands and in his feet.
Amen.
And the pair of side that had a crown of thorns playing upon his head.
Amen.
He suffered and died on a cross for your sins and my sins. You will meet Jesus Christ when this life is over.
Amen.
Pointed unto the man wants to die. After this, the judgment.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
He's going to be the last one in eternity.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Somebody said heaven's going to be a beautiful place.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
The Bible said streets of gold, walls of jasper, one pearl, gates, one whole pearl. Beautiful place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful singing.
Right.
Beautiful singing. Beautiful purity. Beautiful river of life.
Amen.
Beautiful things.
Yes.
But everything I've mentioned speaks of him.
Yes. That's right.
Amen.
Right.
Yep.
That's right.
Yes.
And you say, what do you mean? Well, he gave his life, sold all that he had.
Right.
Purchased the church.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. The pearl shows his suffering.
Yeah.
It's how the pearl is formed.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah. Right.
Gates of gold. The Bible said John saw him, and I saw him with a golden girdle.
Amen.
Yeah, right.
Amen. The water of life. Jesus said, I give you water, you'll never thirst again.
Yeah.
Everywhere you look in heaven, you're going to think about Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. I'm here to tell you, Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, I'm telling you, if they're there.
Amen, brother. Amen.
I'm telling you, John Hagin.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Dr. T.T. Jakes.
Yes.
Amen, brother. Amen. God's no respecter.
I went to T.T. Jakes' church the other day. And I was out in Dallas. We drove up there. They had armed guards at every entrance. We pulled in. Four preachers. Two from Kentucky. One from Georgia. And one from somewhere else. Alabama. We pulled in there, and a big gate there. I can't go no farther. Pulled in, there's a gate there. Whoa, where are you going? Come out with a .45 on their side. Well, sir, we're preachers from Kentucky and Alabama. And we want to go in and see the building. No, you can't do that. You have to go online, fill out an application. Mail it in to us. We'll check you out. We'll let you know if you can come or not.
Oh, man. show you the difference here, folks.
Yes, right, listen.
We went down the road 1.5 miles to a Baptist campus that would cover 75 acres. Buildings that would make his look like an outhouse. We pulled up there, went in the office, and we said, "Sir, we'd like to look at your buildings." They said, "Go anywhere you want me, nothing locked, just go in and help yourself." Woo! Amen!
Amen!
You say, "What are you saying?" I'm saying, listen, there ain't going to be no big personalities. It ain't going to be no name-bearing preacher. Yeah. That's going to be the outstanding thing in heaven. That's going to be the Lamb of God. It's going to be Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every soul's about Him. Yeah. Every sermon's about Him. Every testimony's about Him.
Amen.
He can't be hid.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
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 Right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Revelation 5, they start singing.
That's right.
Singing about Him.
That's right.
They start falling down for Him.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
They start talking about who's going to open the book. It's going to be Him.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, it's all about Him. He cannot be hid. He is in the midst of God.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
You say this. And at the end, you're going to see him at the exit.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. If you go to heaven, everything up there is going to be about Him.
That's right.
Amen.
He cannot be hid.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. If you die lost without Jesus Christ, you're not going to have any excuse.
That's right.
You're not going to get up there and say, "Lord, please don't throw me into hell. I never did see Jesus."
Amen, brother. Amen.
He can't be hid.
Yes, amen.
Right.
He can't be hid.
That's right.
You see, the book says, people say, "Well, I died lost." Don't die lost. Jesus died for you.
Yes, amen.
He paid the sin price. Don't go to hell. Go to heaven.
Amen.
Yeah, He died for you.
Yes, sir. He died for you. He died for me.
Yes.
Don't go to hell with the devil. Don't give the devil any pleasure.
Amen.
The only pleasure the devil ever had throughout eternity is the fact he brought you there with him.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
right. Yeah.
Yep. Here's what the Bible says. You say, "Well, I didn't know about the Lord."
He said, "I never teach you."
The Bible said he's standing right now at the door.
Right. Right.
Yes. He's knocking.
Amen.
He said, "Let me in."
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
He did that last Sunday.
Yes, he did.
Amen. Right.
Yep.
He did that last Sunday night.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. He done that Sunday night before that.
Yes.
Yeah.
He may have been doing that off and on for a long time.
Amen.
You say, "I didn't know about him." He can't be hid. He's knocking on your heart's door right
Amen.
Now.
Amen. Amen.
You say, "I don't know a lot of Bible." You don't have to know a lot of Bible.
Amen. Amen.
I didn't know a lot of Bible when I was 10 years old.
Yes.
Amen, Brother Rick.
They start knocking.
Yep.
Wouldn't you hate to die lost and go to hell and look Jesus Christ right in the eyes and say, "I never did receive you, I never did accept you, I never was saved"?
Hold me, brother.
And the Lord say, "I knocked on your heart."
Yes.
Right. Yep.
Three times, the Lord said, "I got a record of it right here."
Yeah,
right. Every day, every time I knocked on your heart's door, got it wrote down right here. Get the books; we'll show him.
Yes. Right.
Bless him, Lord.
Yep.
Bless him.
No excuse.
Amen.
No excuse. Acts 17:27. He said, "I never did know the Lord; never could find the Lord." The Bible says, "He's not far from you."
Right.
Right.
And if you start to feel after him, you'll find him.
Yeah,
yes, right.
You'll find him. He's not far from you.
Amen.
Can I tell you this? He can't be hid.
That's right.
Amen.
He cannot be hid.
Amen.
Amen.
Right now, he's one step away from
you. Yep.
You see what he means? The Bible says there's a step.
Right.
Between you and death.
That's right.
Right.
Yes.
That's right.
When you step across, you're going to meet Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I don't know everything, how it's all going to be. The Bible says, "Doeth not yet appear what we should be." I figured this out. I shared it with the men coming back from Frankfurt the other day. And
just my meditation, thinking. But you know, when you're born into this life down here, you got a body and a soul and a dead spirit. Mm-hmm. Until you get saved, your spirit's dead.
Right.
But the Bible said in 2 Corinthians 5, if this earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God eternal in the heavens.
Amen.
Sometimes people say, well, that means God's going to give us a loaner body like he's going to give us a loaner car. We better read it a little more.
Right.
He said we have a building of God eternal in the heavens.
Yeah.
So before you get saved, you're in this world with a living body, a living soul, and a dead spirit.
Amen.
Right.
When you die, you're in the other world with a living soul and a living spirit and a dead body down here.
Right.
Amen. You're waiting for the resurrection day when you'll get that glorified body.
Amen.
To go with that soul and to go with that spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
What I'm saying is, the Bible said if you feel after him, he'll find you. He's not far from any one of us. There's a step between us and him. There's a step between us and death.
Right. Amen.
Right.
You can't be hid.
Amen.
Amen.
Therefore, everybody in this room this morning, unless you're a young child that hadn't reached the age of accountability, everybody in this room this morning is without excuse.
That's right.
That's what Romans 1 says.
That's right. Right.
See
you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Boy, if I had to go to hell from anywhere, I wouldn't want to go from the United States.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, it'd be bad to go from Russia or China or some of these countries where the gospel's not allowed and it's forbidden.
Yeah.
But to go to hell from a country where the gospel's preached every Sunday morning, church
Amen.
Has never really been.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. That snow's getting rough, folks. Preach a little longer, maybe quit. We wouldn't want you to get hurt going home.
Yeah.
Amen. But I'm telling you this morning, he can't be hid.
That's right.
Hey, let's do this morning. Let's start from right here, and let's go to NHC Nursing Home. You know the trip. You know the town. You know how it's going to be. All right, we're going to start out right here, and if we turn around and look back, there's a cross on top of this church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't be hid.
That's right.
Amen.
We're going to go up top of the hill. We'll just go down this way. Go down, we're going to hit Cherry Street. We're going to come down to the corner, and we're going to go up through there at the first light. You're going to look over to your left, and there's Hatchet Sandler Funeral Home.
Right. Yeah.
You know what that's saying? You're going to die.
Yes.
Right.
You better get ready to meet him.
Yeah. Amen.
Let's go a little farther. Go a little farther. And there's another Christian church up on the hill with a big steeple up there.
Yep.
That's saying, there he is.
Amen.
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 Let's go a little farther. Look over to your right.
Right.
The Glasgow Community Hospital.
Yes.
People are sick.
Yeah.
That's again saying you better get right with God. You don't get sick, you're going to die.
Yes. Amen.
Right.
Let's go on over the hill. Look to your right. The Glasgow Bible Church.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Let's turn in there by it. Yep. NHC Nursing Home.
Yeah.
You say, what's that? That's people's pretty much lived out their life. Wait, go to heaven.
Yes.
Amen.
Or go to hell. Depending on what they've done with the Lord.
Yes.
You say what you say, I'm saying we can't go 2 miles.
Yes.
Right, you're right.
Well, then everywhere we look, there he is.
Amen.
Amen.
He cannot be hid.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
If you're not saved this morning, today is a day.
Yeah.
God has set him out here in front of you. God said, God's not trying to hide him. This thing wasn't done in a corner.
Right, right.
Amen.
Everybody knows about Calvary and sitting here today.
Amen.
You ought to come get saved before it's too late.
Yes. Yes.
I want the piano player to come this morning, my song leader to come this morning. And I want you to stand with me today, this morning. I want you to stand this morning. God's been trying to get Christ to you ever since you've been born. Reach age of accountability. Even as a little child, God's been trying to get Christ to you.
Yes.
He's not here. He's not here.
That's right.
Amen.
Their heads are bowed while they're getting the song ready, getting things ready here for the Nathan they have to play. Diane went home or what? But our heads are bowed. Our eyes are closed this morning. I wonder this morning if there's anybody here today that'd say, I'm not saved. I'm not ready to meet the Lord. Boy, I'd sure hate to know I'd die today.
Yes.
I'd die today. God forbid I'd die on the way home. I'd die today with some heart attack or some tragic thing. I'd die today. One step away, I'd meet Jesus Christ face to face. And know that I met him Sunday morning. He was there showing himself, trying to get to me. And I was hiding from him. I didn't want to face him. But you'll have to face him then.
Amen.
I wonder if there's one that lift their hand up today and say, I'm not saved.
God help somebody.
I don't want to die lost. I don't want to meet Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And have to look him in the eye and tell him I turned him down. I didn't receive him as my Savior. I wonder this morning if there's one that lift up their hand this morning and say, pray for me. I'm lost without God. Is there one this morning? While we wait just a second. Just a second this morning. I'm telling you, everywhere you look, you see him. He cannot be hid. He cannot be hid. Lord, I thank you this morning for these who have come out today. And Lord, I'm glad you can't be hid. I'm glad that, Lord, you're not hard to find when we go to looking for you. And I'm sure this morning there's folks in this room that are not saved. And Lord, I pray the Holy Spirit will knock on their heart's door. They'll hear that Jesus I preached about. They'll hear him knocking on their heart's door.
Yes.
And I pray, dear God, this morning, maybe there's some here, they've been saved. They've been saved, but the life they're living, they've been trying to hide from him.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't hide from him. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. And tonight they need to come, and this morning they need to come and get on this old altar.
Help, Lord.
And pray to God. Oh, God, help me. Lord Jesus, help them to come today.
Help, Lord.
Help them to come, Lord, to pray for somebody that's lost. And they need to find the Lord. We've got to keep praying for them. We've got to keep our vision for the lost.
Help, Lord. We've
got to keep working, trying to win them to Christ before it's too late.
Help.
Oh God, have your way in this altar service today. We're going to give you the praise for all it's done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. As we sing this morning, let's find God today.
128.
Like those who need to come here today, pray to God. Have mercy on them, continue to have mercy on them today. If you're today lost without the Lord, and you talk to me after the service, I'd be glad to talk to you. And I'll tell you this, he's not been hid.
Amen.
It won't work when you stand before him, because he showed himself to you. Lord, come today before this service is over. Ask Brother David Spillman if he would lead us in prayer.
Oh, Lord Jesus, help today.
Help today, Lord. Another beautiful day, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this service you did this morning, Lord. Just the opportunity to hear your word. Lord, we know that you're with us, Lord. Through the trials and the days upon us, Lord. Lord, we just look to you, Lord.
Lord, you're the only one that can help.
We pray, Father, now that you be with these, Lord, come along today, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, you know the trials and burdens, Lord. We pray, Father, for them, Lord, here today, Lord. But they lean at the altar, Lord, and they trust in you, Lord Jesus.
You are a very
blessed day, Lord.
Lord, we don't know what today is going to hold. We don't know
what all is going to be endured. Thank you for your church, Lord.
We just know, Lord, you can't be here.
May you be with each family, Lord.
Your mercy, your grace.
Special blessings upon them, Lord, for your getting
forgiveness.
Out. Coming to hear your word, Lord.
Yes.
Come to worship.
Oh, bless, I pray, today. Those that have heard this.
Lord, we just love you. We pray now again for the lost, Lord.
It is a treasure.
Lord, it's never too late, Lord, to come right now.
To share Lord, Jesus, it with
us. Yes, yes.
We pray for them, Lord, to come to that altar, Lord,
help
today. Bend on their knees and ask them, Lord Jesus, ask you to save their soul, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Lord, it's going to be such a bad day, Lord Jesus, there in the judgment day, Lord.
Yes, it is.
Lord, we just pray, Father, for that today, Lord. They come, Lord, get saved today. Lord, we thank you now. Keep us safe as we go on, Lord. In the precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. All right. Thank you for those who come still praying here at the altar today. Is there a word on anyone's heart today before we dismiss? A word on anyone's heart today.
Well, Ricky, I will thank the Lord for saving my soul.
Amen.
My mother, I would like to... Well, as dumb children, I guess you could just say. Didn't really try to learn much when I was a kid. We'd go down there in the basement of the church where they taught Jesus back then. I learned about the 23rd Psalm.
Yeah.
I realized I needed a shepherd. I needed somebody to guide
me. Yeah.
Thank the Lord for saving my soul.
Amen. 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 Or anybody else today, word from the Lord. What else today?
Y'all want to thank the Lord for saving my soul.